Timmy's house adventures bears with two is a maiden and fawn. A centaur and a dragon's here with a wife and a steep on the lawn. Timmy's house, with Timmy's house, fiddledy widdledy doo. He stomped the dragon and fingered the fawn and is covered in wife and poo.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Big Timmy's House Adventures. After last week's final dungeoneering, I guess like diving into dungeoneering after all those battles, our heroes are currently in a pond or a pool of water exploring the murky depths. Will they find anything? Will there be a monster that drags them underwater and drowns them and eats them? Who knows what they'll find? Well, soon you'll know because you'll listen to the episode, hopefully. Shabazz! Go and listen! Ah. I will suggest to the wider group that maybe they come a bit closer. Not their kobolds, but I'm like talking to you and Lee.
Okay.
Because, like, obviously, if something grabs me, I'll need to not die.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, I can die, but my preference is not to die.
We don't want you to die, obviously.
So, Lee.
But maybe I could. Maybe the glow of the dart of warning might be able to give you enough light down underwater.
All right. Do you want to hand me put the dart of warning around my neck then?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Interesting idea.
So we sort of put that on, and then I can also see as well. Well, it might give off enough light for me to see.
Yeah.
Who knows?
At least then it gives you... it might give you an indication to... to come back up if need be.
Yeah. Okay, right. I'll attempt to dive again.
All right. Diving again. Plenty of breath. You take a breath and you go back under. Let's get your perception in. Okay, 18. Much better this time. So you swim back down to where you believe you were looking before, amongst the weeds and stuff. And as you're under the water where it had originally been incredibly dark, the dart of warning flickering on light ever so often is almost like a camera flash that you're seeing. And it's making your eyes difficult to focus in the dark with the light constantly coming on. So as you swim forward, you get flashes of like plants and flash of a fish going past. And then you start, the plants begin to clear as the flashing gets a little bit more frequent and you start to see this metal gear in front of you. And as you go to reach out towards it and you grab it, at that same time you grabbing it, a dark hand also reaches and grabs that gear piece, and you look up and your dart of warning is now just on very bright, and in front of you you see this silhouette of a human, but you can't make out any facial features or any clothes or any skin tone. It's just a silhouette and its hair is floating around in the water. You can't see a mouth. You can see maybe like two glowing balls for eyes as it's staring right at you. And this causes obviously you to jump and freak out as you snatch the gear piece and quickly swim to the top. And you looking down and around you, you don't seem to see that figure behind you. And your dart of warning has flicked back off again, but it's now slow flickering again.
Like, run!
Yeah, I go, get the fuck out of here!
Yeah, run! Back to service.
So we follow the same sort of route that we did before.
Yeah. Felix is like, did you find it? Did you get it?
Yes. You think?
Oh, brilliant. See, I told you there were more of these holy artifacts. You just need a bit of faith.
Milo speaks to the kobolds and says, I saw something down there. It was like a human.
Oh. I guess miners got stuck and drowned down there. No surprise.
I don't think it's dead.
Well, how can humans survive underwater? Are humans fish? I don't think humans are fish.
I think they might be fish humans here.
Yeah.
So they are little mermaid. Ah, Ariel's down there.
I kind of got the hots for Ariel. Sorry, Fiona.
Right, let's get back to the... Let's get back to the artifact and pop this gear in.
I'm just grabbing all your tokens.
I am very concerned.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't want the map. I want the tokens. Spread out your people so they're in their separate squares. So as you get back to the machine and you invert one of the gears and you see there's enough room for one more gear.
Right, so
where else haven't we been?
Well, in this area, there's like a space around here. Is there
something further along here?
Further along here, Dave, just like round the corner from where the pump is.
Who's heading over there? From there, you can see that it kind of reaches out to a big chasm. There, you could appear there might be a drop there.
Milo will go because he's got.
He can see.
He's got eyes.
Felix will follow. As he's got eyes too.
Come on, we've got eyes.
And looking over the edge, there is a large drop. It falls further down. There's water below. It doesn't seem to be rising quite as high up where you currently are.
Okay.
But there's no, like, bridge or path leading to any other map areas.
Wasn't there a...
There's the area where the other monsters came from?
Yeah.
We could go there, so hang on. Oh, God.
Felix is kind of looking over the edge, just, like, leaning on one foot with his other leg back, just peeking over the edge. And he can see something swimming around down at the bottom. You can see like two bodies swimming around.
Milo will go and have a look as well, just in case it's a nude. A nude lady.
I think I can make out one of those shapes. I mean, it's pretty large, one of those shapes. This other one, I can't quite make out. And Milo, 13. So with Felix's help, you know that there is a troglodyte swimming under the water down there, but the pair of you don't know what this other body is that is swimming there. And it looks like they're either playing in the water or fighting in the water. You can't tell.
Could be Blumbo.
Blumbo!
I don't know. I think we're going to have to go. And what do you reckon?
Who's got the sticky shoes?
There is this section here as well. You guys waded into the water and then left.
Oh, yeah, good point. All right, come on, Pi.
There we go. What are we doing?
Back over here.
We're going to a specific area. Pacific area. Select it and then
a
move
specific
it.
What specific area are we doing?
Sorry, we're going as a party. Hang on.
I've grabbed them, don't worry.
Right, so we're going into this area here.
Cool.
Okay. Let's
plod forward then.
Again, I think Milo should be on the team, but maybe we'll take two of the kobolds down because they're. Can the kobolds swim very well?
Let's see if you know if they can swim.
Ask them. Can you swim?
Yeah, you don't know if they can swim.
All right, I'll ask him. Can you guys swim?
Of course we can swim.
Okay, just asking.
Just making sure.
We're going to try and go in this area. So I guess Milo, and then
you then we'll see take... Barry like take out these little inflatable armbands and attach them.
We'll take.
I'm still landing.
I'll take Barry and Barry Scott and rah rah rah.
You be careful, Barry and Rashashire.
It's Shaka Rashashire.
So it began with an R. That's why we made you red. Ah, oh, shut up.
Yes, I thought that's why I called you Rex because it's easier.
Right, we move everyone else sort of moves to the edge so that they can actually try and do something if we end up getting murdered.
Felix, we'll light up a little bit of this area, but you see that the ceiling of the cave is going down in an arch, and when it reaches the water, he can't light further than that.
Do you want my data? Wow. I would say, do you want my data warning again? But can't guarantee it's going to light up, is it?
Well, I mean, it's better to have warning than to just go in.
Yeah, at this point, items of warning are gently glowing, but you could only guess that's because Felix is there.
Because of Felix.
Yeah, but if I'm down there and it starts going out and then it comes on, then I'll know.
Something's coming for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, you still got it anyway. You didn't give it back, did you, sir?
No. So we sort of swim in.
All right, and they're following information behind you. And let's make sure everyone is good at swimming. Okay, you're kind of a little bit tired, Milo, but you're able to doggy paddle across. And
hooray.
Oh, Worm Priest, I don't want you anymore. Kobolds, how good is your swimming? That's Barry and Rakshashasha is very good. He's swimming fine. Barry is also copying you with a doggy paddle. I haven't done this one before. Good exercise. As swimming over and paddling over.
Right.
Okay. At this point, you would need to go underwater.
Let's go. Let's go for it.
Okay. So right now, do an endurance check. Barry. Apparently plunges his head. He's too keen that he forgot to take a breath and comes back up.
As breathe, Barry.
Slaps him and is like, you need to breathe before you go underwater. How do you not remember?
Breathe, Barry.
Yeah, as he shows off and just takes three breaths and goes straight under. I'll move him over here. And Milo. Yep, you are able to get under as well. Barry will be a little bit behind you. So now, actually, if I do this one, just gonna. If
You are now swimming underwater. Currently, your dart of warning is going dimmer, and your eyes are starting to focus on the dark.
Is it forward or backwards? Or to side?
I guess from your perspective, you're going forward.
yeah. We sort of swim forward.
I'm going to now see if Barry will join you. Okay, right. Yeah, he learned that time.
Well, that's good.
You guys get to about there before he plunges underwater with a better breath of air. So now Rashasha, being very confident, swims ahead.
Yeah, Milo's like trying to keep up, but obviously not as good because he'd take as good a breath.
Being more cautious.
Yeah, Milo's like, we're going to die.
Rashasha's kind of swimming over here and looking around. Barry is behind.
Oh god, we're just swimming through this corridor, guys, and it's terrifying.
You see Rakshasha suddenly thrash around in this area. From just to your left, if you're going from your perspective.
Okay, I'll join him. Can I see anything? And can I perceive anything?
As you get closer to him, your dart of warning has gone completely off now, and your eyes have kind of slowly focused in on the dark. So everything is like really wobbly and grey. Seeing lots of just darks and blacks and greys is your vision right now. And you see a fish in his mouth.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Wow, great.
Well done.
I'll do. Okay, Rashasha is so pleased with his fish that he doesn't need another breath at the moment for quite some time. And Milo, you're very confident. It seems to have calmed you that the thrashing, it was just a fish, nothing to be afraid of. So you don't need your breath either. That was two natural 20s back-to-back for those listening at home. So Milo and Rashasha doesn't need to worry about breath at the minute. And Barry, still fine. Still lagging behind, but he's fine.
I guess we'll try and follow the path round. I am genuinely on the edge of my seat.
Rashasha is swimming with you, super happy, a bit too happy that he ends up going into the darkness away from your vision.
Oh god, he's gonna die, isn't he? There'll be like
Barry's playing catch up.
Yeah. We're just sitting again. Yeah, we'll just wait patiently.
Yeah.
Looking around, you still can't see Rashasha anywhere.
Oh my god.
Need another endurance. You're fine because you had a natural 20. Barry's still good. He hasn't got tired yet, catching up. He's kind of just swimming casually. He's not putting a lot of effort into it. He knows that if he pushes too hard, then he might be struggling.
Have I found the wall yet?
So there you're in the wall.
All right, okay.
You're in the wall.
And your dart of warning is starting to glow again. Not very bright, but it's dim. As you go around. As you get closer, the dart also begins to slowly get brighter.
Oh, God's sake.
Still no sign of Rattashar.
If I fired arrows underwater, would it still travel?
It wouldn't travel very far. Your range will be dramatically reduced, obviously due to drag and stuff of the water, and you will be at disadvantage as well trying to fire arrows underwater.
And same with swords.
Swords, it would be better because you're able to still swing and stab with them, but arrows, yeah, there wouldn't be much force allowing it to travel forward.
Okay.
So as you approach here, Rashashar suddenly swims into view very frantically past you and back here.
I unsheath my sword.
All right, we shall prepare for underwater battle.
Oh, gosh.
It's the most excitingly slow battle.
Yeah.
Oh, nice 30 on your initiative. Rolled an 18, but your bonuses pumped it to 30.
Nice.
I mean, this is it.
And Barry, 16. Natural 20. He gets a
fucking
free
hell, turn. He's good, he is.
Yeah, he gets a free turn. Rashashar seems to be the elite. The elite Dragon Shield kobold. And this guy, which will soon be revealed when I roll the dice.
Oh, it's a 17.
Yeah, it's a truck.
Probably the one that me and Felix saw.
Probably.
Okay, Rashashar with his free turn, swimming up, now catching up with you guys again, spins round with that natural 20, doesn't need to check for breath. He's very good at swimming, apparently. He will also whip out his sword, and he will ready an attack.
Nice, nice, nice.
And he's not doing much else. Milo.
Right, I will.
I'm also.
I guess I'll 18. Swim forward a bit. See if I can see anything.
There is another thing in the water with you.
Oh, shit.
It got 18 for initiative. Swimming forward.
To see if I can see the thing.
You see its big maw widen. And kind of, it looks more like a big crocodile at this point. As it now sees you.
Is this the troglodyte?
Yeah. Troglodyte that's in front of you.
All right, I'll try and do. Can I move further up?
Yes.
I will use dual strike.
Mark your target.
I'll mark him.
Mark your target.
I point at him.
Go this one.
And then I use dual strike. But I'll try and get this done quickly because I don't want to die. I don't want to drown.
First strike, it's difficult trying to swing your blade underwater. Fortunately, it's too difficult at the minute. It might be that you're just not used to fighting underwater at the moment.
And your attacks miss.
I'll sort of, I don't know, like, defensive position.
Guess we'll now swim forward.
He's just going to take this thing's head off.
Also misses. It's very difficult swinging a sword underwater. He uses an action point. 23 hits that time. 8, so then rolling the other 8 because he's marked. 16! Nice.
Yes.
As he draws blood, which slowly clouds in the water around you. And in your vision, you're seeing like this kind of thick gray cloud pool around you underwater.
Tasty.
Indeed.
The question mark thing will move. Oop, and I'm moving the map again. God damn it.
Yes, move the map.
Ah, that's why. Okay. You see the silhouette of some strange, you don't know if it's like an octopus thing, or you see something behind the troglodyte, but you can't make out what it is.
It's the Kraken.
Yeah, it's the Kraken.
And now the troglodyte will come in with a bite on, I guess Milo was the first to attack, so we'll try and bite Milo. And critically fail, giving you, so as he's biting down, you jab with your sword. How much does your sword do? Your sword does 8, and we'll add the 8 because he's marked. 15 damage to him. He bit down on your sword as you were striking forward, hurting himself.
Oh, poor bloke.
Poor bloke.
I mean, yeah, die.
And is
clouded his vision.
As he's now thrashing and his mouth is going rah, 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 as he's hurt the roof of his mouth a lot. More blood everywhere. He's bloodied now. He's below half health.
Yes.
That was easy.
As Barry, yeah, still swimming up to catch up. He's going to roll endurance. He's struggling to breathe. Milo.
Oh, shit.
I'll get you to check your breath.
Yeah.
You're still fine.
Right. Dual strike on the troglodyte, I guess.
You're ready.
I'm terrified to go forward.
First strike misses. Second strike still misses.
I'll use my action point to
try again.
To try again, yeah, because it's fucking ridiculous.
With your frustration, you inspire yourself and you hit him. And your second strike. Do you keep the sword in and twist? Nope, you try to pull out and swing again, but there's so much blood around you, it's making the greys all blend in together now.
That's fine, at least I got one.
But you did feel it connect on the first strike.
I chopped his knob off. It floats past me. And I sort of bat it out of the way.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, my knob!
Ra-sha-sha-sha.
You're never going to get tired of saying that.
Ra-sha-sha. It just makes me think of Jurassic Park. He swings his sword. He's now getting blinded by... Oh, I need him to do endurance as well. Yeah, but he's finding it difficult with all the blood around as well. His breath is still fine. Oh, no, he doesn't get a second swing. No, he doesn't get a second swing. He used his action point. So he missed.
Oh.
A question mark thing. I'm moving the friggin' map again. God damn it. You see this thing move very quickly from behind the troglodyte and is sitting quite close behind the troglodyte. It has a certain mass to it. You don't see like any tentacles, so you've ruled out the octopus. But you still can't make out what it is.
Oh my god.
That's Felix. Go away, Felix.
He's not in this battle.
Felix tries to join in.
Yeah. Let me give you some light.
Troglodyte will now thrash with its claw at you. 16, I believe, is not enough. It is not enough. So it slashes out, but doesn't connect.
So I'm looking at him like...
Everyone's finding it difficult to see with all this blood around.
Yeah, too much blood.
Who's this? Barry. Okay.
Will Barry be able to come in and sort of like save the day?
Come on, Barry, you can do it.
Barry loses 5 hit points as he's slowly starting to drown.
Oh no. Save Barry.
But he will swim up and try to assist. Swinging his sword. Gets a critical hit. He's there struggling to breathe as he just manically swings as he passes Milo, getting a critical hit on the troglodyte. So that's 6. 8. So that is 14 plus this. Oh my god, true max damage.
Nice.
20. Boom. Slicing off one of the troglodyte's arms straight from its shoulder. And that troglodyte is in very bad condition. Blood is just pouring into the water now. It's a much darker gray everywhere. And the troglodyte is thrashing in pain.
Surely it must be dead by now.
Still alive.
Gosh. No, you can live without an arm.
Yeah, but...
For a while. He will eventually bleed out. Milo.
I'll just dual strike again against him. Try and take his other arm off.
Yeah.
I want him to just be like a...
Critical fail. As you swing with your twin strike with the troglodyte thrashing in pain, it causes you to stumble back. And you're a little bit dazed, and you don't get your second attack in.
Oh. Can I see into the murkiness and now identify what the creature is?
This will be at disadvantage. Going by your lowest roll of a 14. You're unable to make out what it is, but you see two big balls, which you believe to be its eyes, not its testicles. as you see, like this strange, it kind of makes you think of a giant pilotfish, or whatever those fish are called, with the anglerfish.
Anglerfish. Oh, yeah.
You see, like, the maw and the eyes, but you don't quite make out teeth. It's hard to tell, but that's what it's currently looking like.
Oh.
Rush. Coming in with a kill. Can you do it? No.
It's too murky underwater.
It's up to Barry.
The question mark thing seems to latch on to the troglodyte. Troglodyte thrashing about more and more. In a lot of pain. At 27, okay, he's not choking on water. He doesn't drown himself. He does, however, as he's bleeding out,
Lose another 2 hit points. And he will, with his other claw, slash out at Rushashashar. Hitting, dealing 5 damage to him. Scratching his chest. Barry now loses 2 hit points. And will swing. And a miss. At this point, will disengage from the troglodyte as he's now looking like he's wanting to head back. Milo.
I will attempt to finish off this troglodyte bastard with a dual strike.
He's bleeding everywhere.
21 hits. Describe his demise.
Basically, like, he's sort of like flailing. He's been gripped by the thing. Milo just sort of like lunges forward and stabs him in the throat. And he sort of like, he doesn't fully decapitate him. He just sort of cuts the front part of his throat and it flaps around like a Pez dispenser. And then he starts shooting out candy bricks.
Nice.
Which is now a Pez dispenser for this creature.
Which is actually like just chunks of fish and stuff that he previously ate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, wow, magical. Okay. I'm going to I don't know what to do. I'm sort of going to go forward a bit. See if I can make out what this creature is.
As you get closer to this creature, it seems to be about, in terms of height from your feet, it comes up to your waist. And as you get to about there and you're swimming through troglodyte bits and blood, you feel this thing latch onto you.
Oh.
It seems to have arms.
Humanoid arms.
You can't tell.
Can you swim up?
Yeah, am I in a corridor or a cavern?
You're still down in a dark kind of cavern corridor. It is in a like a corridor way, so I can reveal a bit more of where you are. But it doesn't rise up to, it goes up to a ceiling. There's no like pockets of air here.
Right.
Buffer, can you still move with this thing attached to you?
And you're okay. You can still move.
Okay. Well, bear with me. One sec.
Rashashashar is fine. Barry's managed to calm himself down a bit to try and push on. If I can just get my mouse back, thank you. As he's... Oh no, I have to do that on his turn too. So what else do you wish to do, Milo?
I mean... I'm going to try and move on. If it's gripping me but I can't see it... I don't know what to do.
The dart of warning isn't going off, is it?
Your dart of warning has dimmed down.
I'm going to try and push on then.
It might be Blumbo.
Okay, as you push forward, I'll get you to roll perception. As you start to swim out of the cloud, you're unable to still see what is on you, but you do see a metal object in the far, just not too far ahead of you.
and just laying on the ground. It looks like a gear piece.
Right. I'll go towards it.
Okay. In the meantime, Rushashashar is assisting. The thing is still attached to you. And Barry is getting the fuck out of Dodge. Mallow.
Okay, let's try and pick up this
gear.
This gear. Can okay. I see what's attached to me yet?
21, you are able to make out some form of it. It looks a bit like a large jellyfish that's attached to you. You don't feel...
It's Blumbo.
You can't feel like any tentacles or anything.
It has to be Blumbo. It has to be Blumbo.
Yeah.
Can I pick up the gear?
Yep, you managed to pick up the gear.
I'm holding on to Blumbo.
So this thing, you're not going to be violent towards it?
I'm not going to be violent towards
no.
it.
Well, right. if the data warning isn't going off, then...
Look, there's a chance that this could be Blumbo. Yeah, I'm not exactly. going to fucking... Right.
Last and then... endurance as you're swimming back.
Yes, we're gonna follow Barry's lead.
Oh, Rushashashar is struggling now very badly. He just realized now that he's out of battle, his adrenaline has stopped. And he will take, oh, not too bad, 7 damage. I rolled a d20 for him. Could have been worse. And now Barry. How are you doing, Barry? Barry's fine. He's excited to get out of the water. All right. Let me just drag everyone over. This will be a good place to end, I think. Keep moving the map.
Okay.
As the kobolds come over here, and I'll get to wrap up in a moment, you approach the edge. Let me just get this thing that's attached to you.
Come on.
And as you rise out of the water and you step out and you finally wipe the blood off your face and frantically look down at you to see what the heck is latched onto you, it is indeed Blumbo.
Yes! I carry him out like...
Blumbo looks at you with a big grin on his face and eyes looking in different directions.
And he goes, Milo! And he, like, Milo's carrying him out.
So you, as you've got this helmet on, you can understand this flipping thing now. You just hear him say,
what?
Wait, he said what?
No one else can understand it. He said, friend.
Friend.
Oh, friend.
Friend.
Milo hugs Blumbo.
Friend Blumbo. Well, you'll hug him like he's here. You're back.
I'm actually going to cry.
Oh, yay, Blumbo.
I'm so happy.
Felix is like, what the fuck is a Blumbo? And that's Jesus where we'll Blumbo. Leave off.
He's our little friend.
He's more than a friend. He's a lifestyle. I don't even know what that means. You know what we're going to have to do, though?
What's that?
We're going to have to protect him from Not Matt.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
When he starts hearing voices, he's going to be like, kill that one first. No, not Blobo. All right. Oh, God, that was fucking epic.
That was.
I'll tell you what, the old man storyteller is going to be like.
Because he keeps banging on about Blumbo.
Yeah, he won't stop talking about him. So this is going to be like his... This will be his favorite episode. He's about to have a heart attack and die. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Blumbo has returned. The world is better again. Thank God we found Blumbo, because, guys, you just don't even know how precious Blumbo is. Blumbo is life. And with that, we've actually brought back a very special someone today, the old man. Hello, old man, how are you?
Not so good, because you fired me from my job. This was the only job I had, my only source of income, and you took it away from me.
Well, actually, we weren't paying you, so, you know, that's one thing. Yeah, Blumbo has returned. Are you going to have a heart attack?
Yes, I think I will. Hang on.
And there you have it. The old man has had a heart attack. I'm going to go and call an ambulance. Thank you to Dave for writing and DMing the story. Thank you to Tanya for participating. And thank you to you for listening. I've been Big Timmy.
And I'm the old man.
Get out of my house. And get an ambulance for this person.